Indeed, we are opening up some doors here for everyone, and we are connecting all across the nation at 888-565-1470. But I'm going to pop on up to Massachusetts. I've got my friend Stacey Haller on the line, and she's talking about some planet stuff that we need to know about this astrology. So, Stacey, how you doing?
Hi, Sarah. I'm doing fine. I always love being here with you and your audience.
Thank you. We love having you here. And before we get into what's coming, Stacey, we've got a really important class coming up for you this April 30th. And we're going to be doing an intro to astrology. So for everyone who's been listening to Stacey for the past few months, Stacey has put together a class so that you could understand the astrology, the ins and the outs of some of the astrology basics. And we're even going to talk about their personal charts. Can you just share a little bit about this for everyone before we delve into what April's got coming up for us?
Sure, I would love to. If some of you who have been listening to me get a little cross-eyed hearing about some of the planets and conjunctions, this will explain a lot to you. We're going to go over the basics of astrology, what your birth chart is, and everybody who participates in the class will get their own personal natal chart to use in reference as we walk through the different components of a chart, and you could start understanding your journey, where your planets are, what they mean, what the houses are. So it's always fun when I teach this class to have people look at their chart for the first time and then really begin to understand how it's your own personal roadmap. So it will be a lot of fun. And for anyone who really doesn't know anything about astrology, this will definitely enlighten you.
And it's a great takeaway. They're going to get a copy of their chart and begin to learn how to understand the different planets in their different houses, correct?
Yes, we're going to be talking about the planets, the signs, the houses and the aspects. Those are really the four pillars that it's all built on. So once everybody has a basic understanding of what that all means, certainly you'll be able to have your chart for your own reference, as even after the class, when you hear about where the planets are or the stars are, things will make a lot more sense to you and allow you to dive further into what astrology is all about. But I think for those of you who really don't know much about it, you will be amazed at how rich astrology is and how it could enrich your knowledge of your own path.
Wonderful. And, you know, tonight we're talking about the soul journey. So every one of us has chosen to reincarnate during some very interesting times, Stacey. So tell us what's coming up for us this month.
You know, I just want to say your opening was just so wonderful tonight. And, of course, it resonates with everything that's going on this month. Aries being the first sign. The new moon is coming up, which is the first one of the new astrological year. So there's a lot of Aries energy. And the new moon, of course, you're doing a moon magic class right on the first new moon of the astrological year.
Yes, we are, of course.
So I know you're going to talk about how to use the energy. Now, we know new moons is new beginnings, new opportunities. It's conjunct with Venus, which means it's really focused also on relationships and new friends. And colored with the Aries energy, it's going to give everybody the courage and the strategy to keep moving through the newness. So I'm sure you'll be talking about how to use that energy.
We're going to be harnessing some really important power of the new moon and all the moons that are in the moon cycle. So it's going to be really exciting on April 12th. Yes, so continue. What else is coming up? Because I know you're only just getting started, Stacey, because I took a look. Lord knows we need our seatbelts on for this month.
Well, there's a couple of things I wanted to highlight for everyone. I mean, on the one side, we're going to be moving into Taurus this month, and four planets are going to be in Taurus. That happens on the 19th. So that is going to ground everybody and help ground the plans. And it's also a time to look at yourself and take care of yourself and to communicate with other people how you feel and to start connecting with friends. I know some of us are able to start moving out of the quarantine as more people are getting vaccinated and some places are getting safer. So we'll see the start of that. But what I really did want to focus on was Chiron this month, because it resonates so well with what you were speaking with soul and soul integration. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Chiron, it's an asteroid that is on orbit between Saturn and Uranus, and it's known as the Wounded Healer, and it's the part of our chart that talks about early trauma, early childhood issues that we've had, our deep secrets, things we haven't dealt with. It also brings in some past life energy of things that we need to work through in this life. And whenever, Sarah, you talk about your soul integration work, it to me, that's working with Chiron. That's when you take a look at the things that we've been afraid to look at and we could heal. And this month, Chiron is definitely highlighted, and Uranus comes into play here too, which means we're all going to be more aware, intuitively aware, of our own inner woundings and what was going on with us, and have the opportunity to really start healing that. I always like to talk, when we look at our dark places, and I know, Sarah, you work with this too, as a child, they're very dark, but when we grow up to an adult, we could take a different look at them.
Right.
And we could start to heal. And that's going to be very much highlighted this month with the energy. So it's interesting. Chiron also is in Aries. So it'll help give us the courage to be able to look at some of these things and be able to start really, finally, that healing process, because it brings us freedom when we could take a look at that.
Yes, and a lot of us are carrying aspects of our childhood that have been holding us back through many of our life choices, because there's a feeling of fear or not good enough, or maybe even unjustly accused. If you were ever accused of doing something as a child and it wasn't the truth, or you were ostracized because you were different or bullied, these things, we think of them as childhood memories, or we were on the playground and it's just something that happened because kids will be kids. But it sends a message to us, and depending how traumatic this experience may have been, some people have experienced great trauma in childhood. The higher self, Stacy, essentially steps in and kind of steps aside the emotional self and kind of takes the brunt of the traumatic or hurtful experience, so that the human self, the emotional side, the psyche, doesn't get so bruised that it short circuits. And this higher self that comes in is really shielding the child from the wounds that are being passed down from the generations of the parents and their inability to parent, or adults unable to show up as adults, or people who are mentally unstable who cause hurt to children. We've heard of stories of child abuse, child molestation. These things have happened and they're real. And as children, we don't know how to deal with them. So the higher self comes in. This creates a fragmentation. And think about Chiron and the story you're telling about the healer of these wounds. A lot of these wounds run deep in a soul incarnation in multiple lifetimes, not just to you, but to the generations of your family. And I feel like as a whole collective, we're being forced to look at all of our wounds and do the healing work so we can finally transcend as a civilization to a better way of being.
That is so exactly on target. It is. They're karmic wounds that we're carrying. And the wounds really range when I work with clients and I speak to people. Very often, children feel like an alien in their own house. I'm not fitting in. I don't believe what they believe. And it really runs the gamut. And it is right in everybody's own chart. It's in your natal chart. Where Chiron is, where the sign is, what house it's in, really opens up what that is for you and where you can heal. Right. It gives you an opportunity to be able to heal in that regard. And that's why I love the work you do with soul integration. It really helps to pinpoint and target and accelerate that healing.
Absolutely. And I would imagine, Stacey, as you're looking at someone's natal chart and you're seeing Chiron and you're seeing some of the conflicts and the aspects that are happening in their birth chart, as you're looking at that, I'm sure you can even identify whether a lot of the conflict came more on the maternal or the paternal side, depending on what house it's in and what the parental astrology signs were, correct?
Yes. It really, when you dive into it in the chart, in your individual chart, yes, it could either talk about a relationship with your mother, a relationship with your father. Sometimes it's your siblings.
Yeah.
that create that trauma. Sometimes, like you said earlier, it's an event at school. I speak to people many times where they're brought up in a very religious environment that doesn't resonate with them, and they feel like they don't fit in. So it really can run the gamut because we all have our unique situations, but the chart, our charts do tell us what they are. And what we realize is what's very scary for us as children experiencing that is not scary as an adult when we take a look at it, and that allows us to heal when we work through it all.
Right. As a child, and many of us might have felt this at one point, the parents weren't doing the parental thing. So the first thing we feel, even if parents go through a separation, is, well, am I going to be okay? Am I going to be safe? Who's going to feed me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have been trained to rely on these two adults, or sometimes just one, if when you're born into the family, there is no official family unit. And if that individual who is your person, who is going to care for you, is being compromised or is not fit to be the parent, or there's difficulty in the marital environment, then we find that that conflict creates such fear and not feeling good enough and safe in our own environment that we begin to wonder how we're going to survive. And then to survive, even young children learn to kind of manipulate and play situations so that they can guarantee they're going to get a result from someone so that they could be okay. I mean, we learn so many skills to survive based on what we experience in our early formative years. It's amazing how it translates into the adult life and the patterns of the primary partners we pick, the jobs we pick, the friends we associate with. This begins this pattern of behavior, and it's all right there in the chart.
You know, and it's really, to your point, it's not just Chiron. The chart shows you your relationship with your parents.
Right.
You know, the sun could represent your father, the moon could represent your mother, and all the aspects and the different houses and where everything is in your chart feeds into the same story. But what I always try to remember, too, is we all chose this. So we chose to deal with these things in this life. What's in our natal charts and what's in our journey this time around is, I think that's part of your soul contract, right,
it
Sarah?
Is. It is.
What we planned on coming into this life. So even though we might have had these traumas as a child, we chose that situation so we could learn and grow and graduate to the next level as where our soul is evolving.
Exactly, exactly. And then you and I were talking earlier about some other shifts and changes coming up and planets going retrograde. That's not quite all this month, but it's... It's a coming, so let's give them a little peek around the corner of what's coming around the mountain here, Stacy.
All right, we'll jump to the end of the month. Well, first off, on the 26th, we have a full moon in Scorpio. So, and we'll feel the effects of that for at least 5 days afterwards. And I bring that up because Scorpio is also about deep transformation, insight, introspection, being honest with yourself. What are your deep secrets? So it really falls in line with everything we're talking about. And then to the retrograde, we've been having a wonderful time not having any planets in retrograde the last month and a half or so. But on the 27th, Pluto, which is in Capricorn, and I say that because Pluto likes to blow things up, and Capricorn likes everything to stay the same. So Pluto in Capricorn is always interesting for structures and things changing. That goes into retrograde. And that is all about society and individuals and all of us going through evolutionary changes. Things, Pluto and Capricorn are fighting with each other. So that means for sure things are going to be changing.
They'll be heating up, absolutely. And Pluto has been responsible many times in history for a lot of the changes, correct? Well, give us a little history lesson. What help us connect the dots.
As an American history teacher, in my past life, I could tell you that Pluto was in Capricorn in 1776 while we were going through our revolution. It stays in the sign for about 20 years. It's a very powerful planet.
Holy and crow.
Much affects everyone. Now, how it affects us individually, that's when you need your personal natal birth chart. And you could take a look to see, okay, Pluto is affecting me here, which of my personal planets and where. But it will affect all of us and society. So it will affect the structure of, we're looking at our government. What kind of government do we want? What kind of structure? I turned on the news today. They're fighting about what is infrastructure.
right,
as an example of Pluto in Capricorn, right?
Absolutely. We're going through major transformations, and this is going to also ask people to transform themselves and to really align with what their truth is, because at the end of the day, we all need to feel some sense of order within our own being in a Capricornian kind of way. We need some kind of order. Yes?
Yes. I mean, we do need to land from all this in a place that is a better place and moving forward. I mean, on top of all the changes, and we talked about this last month, we have Jupiter and Saturn, they're in Aquarius. So it is very forward thinking. It is Pluto will blow it up so we could come up with something better, so that we could be new and innovative and in our own lives as well as with society.
Right. So this transformation, this time with Pluto, we're looking at it to be in this position for about the next 20 years. So that's going to take us into like 2041, for instance.
It's going to take a while. Yes. But I want to give a little caution to the retrograde part. I mean, Pluto goes in retrograde for about 5 months out of every year. So right. It's always going in retrograde. So we live with this a lot. We don't always, some of us will feel it more than others, depending on our natal chart and how the transits are hitting us personally. So I it's there. It's going to happen. The retrograde part, just as you know, slows things down, makes us take a look at things.
Right.
But transformation is in the air.
It's in the air. And, you know, as a society, it's long overdue. So, Stacey, if someone would love to have a session with you, how do they get in contact with you?
DestinyInTheStars.com is my website. Please check it out. You could register there for a session. You could email me any questions that you may have. And then some of this might make more sense for you once you understand your own chart. And so when we're all talking about this, you'll get a sense of, will it affect you in a strong way, or do you wait till the next go round?
Absolutely. So we'll know how everyone's going to be impacted by this transition that's coming here, this new retrograde that approaches. And then, of course, we know Mercury goes retrograde in May, so that'll be another kick in the shins as we move forward. But that's May's story. Stacey, we love this, that you're going to be a part of a class that we are doing. We are really excited for the introduction to astrology with you. Those of you interested in registering for this class, you can go to sarahspiritual.com. This class will have a limit on it, so when you feel the prompting and you want to register for the class on April 30th with Stacey, the introduction to astrology, feel free to register and pop your information in the fields that we have there so that Stacey will be able to be prepared with your chart. If you don't have your birth time or know your birth time when you register, that's fine. We can still run the chart. But if you do know it, be sure to put it in. It's going to be a great class. Stacey, I'm really excited to host you at, oh my goodness, the end of this month. So we'll be in the Pluto retrogrades together, and we'll be doing this introduction to astrology. Thank you, Stacey, so much for sharing time and space with us. We greatly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. And I look forward to seeing you all in the class. I'm very excited, too. So thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye for now.
Bye. You too. Bye.